Bonjour à tous. Good morning, everyone. We are ready to begin. Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup.
Going through cancer, it's terrifying. You don't know what's going to happen.
Whenever anybody hears the C word, it's like, I don't want to know about that.
On m'a annoncé que j'avais un lymphome de Hodgkin. Ça a été un choc parce que je m'attendais à tout sauf le cancer.
It's often difficult for patients to really understand that information early on in their diagnosis because they're dealing with a lot of disbelief around the diagnosis itself.
It's all the repercussions of somebody hanging a cancer sign on you.
Ça touche plusieurs aspects de nos vies. C'est pas seulement l'aspect physique, l'aspect de la maladie. Financièrement, sur le point de vue de notre activité physique, l'estime de soi, tout ça est touché.
Parce que là, tu perds tout. Tu perds tes cheveux, tu perds tes... avec la chimiothérapie et tout ça, tu perds ton regard, tu perds ta coloration de ta peau devient beaucoup plus grisâtre. Alors, tout ça fait en sorte que ça déprime, hein?
So when we had the opportunity to speak with patients over the last close to a year and a half through this network approach, what we heard from them is that they often find that navigating the healthcare system to receive their treatment is a difficult endeavor.
Honnêtement, au début, j'étais un peu submergée par toute l'information. C'était beaucoup, beaucoup de choses. Premièrement, je viens d'apprendre que j'ai un cancer. Après, j'apprends que je vais faire de la chimio. Évidemment, les questions, est-ce que je vais perdre mes cheveux, est-ce que les médicaments, je vais avoir des lourds effets secondaires, qu'est-ce qui va se passer? Ça a été un peu, je me suis sentie submergée au début avec ça, je dirais.
Walking into a new doctor, I have no idea who you are, so if the doctors were talking in between, they'd have a sense already of what you've been through, what you're going through, and not walking into a new doctor's office and having to tell your whole life story because they have no idea who you are.
And so we tried to look at, through the Rasa Cancer Network, a way in which we can start to collect information to be able to look at that patient experience and bring their expertise to the patient in a more coordinated fashion.
Doing work together is crucial, I think, because the advancement in medicine is so great. Every year there are new developments in treatment, in the medications, in the additional care which the patients can be provided with. The Rasi Cancer Network gives us an opportunity to do it more efficiently and more completely than we have ever done before.
Ce qui se met en place actuellement à McGill est vraiment exceptionnel. C'est vraiment avec des étapes à tous les six mois, à toutes les années. On veut avancer la qualité des soins. On veut que la recherche soit un appui qui va nous permettre de développer des nouvelles façons de soigner. On veut être à l'écoute de façon exceptionnelle, comme on n'a jamais vu, de nos patients pour être en mesure d'améliorer les soins qu'on leur offre.
This kind of an initiative is going to be very useful. There's no doubt about it.
Invite the platform party to come. Bonjour, je suis David Eidelman, doyen de la faculté de médecine et vice-principal santé et affaires médicales à l'Université McGill. Good morning and welcome everyone. J'ai l'immense plaisir aujourd'hui de vous accueillir à cet heureux événement au nom de l'Université McGill, du Centre universitaire de santé McGill, de l'Hôpital général juif, du Centre hospitalier de Sainte Mary et de la Fondation familiale Larry and Cookie Rossi. En compagnie des gestionnaires de nos hôpitaux partenaires, le Dr. Hartley Stern, M. Romarin Frey, le Dr. Arvind Joshi et des représentants de la Fondation familiale Larry and Cookie Rossi, Je souhaite une très chaleureuse bienvenue, welcome to the members of the Rossi family, to Larry Rossi, aux représentants de nos patients, thank you for joining us today. Au Dr. Jean Latreille, directeur de la Direction québécoise de cancérologie du ministère de la Santé et des Services sociaux, à M. Frédéric Abergel de l'Agence de la Santé et des Services sociaux de Montréal, à nos représentants du cabinet de maire de la Ville de Montréal, au chancelier de l'Université McGill, M. Steinberg, à la principale de l'Université McGill, Mme Monroe Bloom, et aux membres des conseils des hôpitaux de l'Université McGill, au président des conseils d'administration de nos fondations partenaires, Bruce Shadid, Alan Rubin et Rachel Renault, et aux membres de la collectivité d'oncologie, aux membres des médias et nos distingués invités. This morning, it is our tremendous pleasure to publicly announce the launch of the Rossi Cancer Network, a major collaboration between McGill, the MUHC, the Jewish General, and St. Mary's Hospital. Ensemble, nous regroupons les forces de nos établissements afin d'améliorer les soins en cancérologie, de les mener au prochain niveau en matière d'excellence pour les patients québécois. Le réseau vise à contribuer aux priorités du nouveau plan directeur en cancérologie de Québec, qui a été rendu public récemment par le ministre de la Santé, le Dr. Régent Hébert, et notre collègue, le Dr. Jean Latreille. Nous sommes fiers de faire partie du réseau québécois de cancérologie et de mettre à profit notre expertise collective afin d'en assurer le succès et de réaliser sa mission. It is thanks to the extraordinary support of the Larry and Cookie Rossi Family Foundation that we are moving forward with our shared vision. Today's announcement represents a total commitment of $58 million, including a major gift of $30 million from the Larry and Cookie Rossi Family Foundation and an additional $28 million in matching funds, thanks to the support of foundations of our partner institutions, Ensemble, les hôpitaux partenaires et l'université représentent l'un des plus importants réseaux de soins en cancérologie au Canada. Plus de 11 000 patients québécois ont reçu un diagnostic de cancer au sein de RCR en 2012, ce qui représente 23 % des nouveaux cas au Québec et des milliers d'autres dépendant chaque année de nos soins et nos services. With the Rossi Cancer Network, we are pooling the oncology expertise of our doctors, our nurses, allied health professionals, researchers, and support staff to take a major step forward in our collective fight against cancer. We are building on our individual strengths based on a common vision, mission, and rigorous plan to improve the quality of care and patient satisfaction, to increase survival rates, and to reduce the overall burden of cancer. Additionally, the wealth of information that our network will create will have a tremendous positive influence on our research and teaching missions. Les collectivités d'oncologie de nos établissements partenaires ont travaillé très fort pendant 18 mois pour jeter les bases et il leur reste du travail à faire. Et nous, nous nous engageons auprès des autres organismes et partenaires de réseau de la santé du Québec à partager les enseignements et connaissances avec notamment l'Agence de la santé et des services sociaux de Montréal et la Direction québécoise de cancérologie au sein de la collectivité de Ruiz-McGill et de celle d'autres Ruiz, les Cétoises et d'autres établissements. We are incredibly honored to have by this opportunity provided by the Larry and Cookie Rossi Family Foundation. It is a once-in-a-lifetime chance, one that we are carrying out with the greatest commitment. And with this unique gift and support of our foundations, Cedars Cancer Institute, the Jewish General Hospital Foundation, and St. Mary's Hospital Foundation, together with the strong engagement of the oncology leaders, healthcare professionals, researchers, and staff, an extraordinary community passionate about making a tangible difference for cancer patients in this province. À présent, j'aimerais inviter le Dr. Hartley Stern, directeur général de l'Hôpital général juif, à prendre la parole au nom des hôpitaux partenaires. Dr. Stern.
Good Merci, doyenne Eidelman, et bonjour tout le monde. On a entendu le mot fierté. Et moi-même, je suis très fier de représenter mes grands collègues, mes grands amis, Norman Renfrey et Arvin Joshi, les directeurs généraux de l'hôpital MUHC, le CUSM, et le Sainte-Mère Ensemble. Ensemble, les trois hôpitaux, avec l'Université de McGill, a décidé de terminer les pactes de silotage du système de santé. Et vraiment, grâce au cadeau de Larry and Cookie Rossi Foundation, on a essayé de créer quelque chose de meilleur pour les patients. C'est le patient que le focus doit être le patient toujours. The word pride is an extraordinary word. On the one hand, each of the hospitals and the university must maintain its individual pride in what it represents, its history, its culture, its values, and that's healthy. To be number one, whether you're a hockey team, unfortunately it's not in Montreal, or you're a hospital, competition to be better, to be excellent, must be maintained. Mais d'autre part, étant donné qu'on se trouve dans une période économique dans laquelle 50% de nos revenus au Québec sont dépensés dans le système de santé, c'est pas durable. And it's our duty and our obligation to work with the ministry, to work with the agencies, to eliminate the period of silos, and to have equal pride in creating partnerships. Partnerships that are really focused on creating a better system for cancer for our patients. Et je suis absolument convaincu qu'on a encore, avec le cadeau incroyable de Larry and Cookie Rossi, on a l'occasion de faire ça. Il y a 11 000 patients chaque an qui reçoivent leur traitement dans les trois hôpitaux. 30% of those patients receive part of their care, a diagnosis in one institution and a treatment in another. And yet we don't talk to each other. We have no mechanism of exchanging information. With this gift, we will move information pour le bon patient au bon moment et le bon médecin et infirmière. So the right information with the right patient at the right time will be given through this generous gift. We will work together to eliminate waste. The days of competing with each other are over. The days of wasting energy by competing with each other are over. The days of working together for the patient have arrived. And we should all be inspired by this gift. Not only will we be using the money the government gives us to do our job better, but by leveraging this gift, we will be able to amass vast quantités d'informations, de réagir des faiblesses qu'on découvre dans le processus de agrandir ce réseau. When we find weaknesses with all the correct, precise information, we'll be able to react, correct, and provide a better quality of care for our patients. J'espère qu'il y aura d'autres donateurs qui vont suivre l'action de Madame et Monsieur Rossi pour ajouter de le système de santé exceptionnel au Québec pour les autres établissements, pas seulement pour le cancer, mais pour les autres maladies dans les autres endroits. Je retourne de mot fier. C'est incontournable que le système de santé à Montréal, en particulier parmi les grands hôpitaux et l'Université McGill, change aujourd'hui. And we will be proud to be not just number one, the Jewish General, or St. Mary's, or the CUSM, not just competing with each other, but we will be able to compare ourselves with Princess Margaret, with Dana-Farber, with any international network of cancer providers in the world. C'est un grand objectif, un objectif que je suis absolument convaincu, on va réussir. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much, Hartley. I now invite Dr. Terry Sullivan to the podium. Dr. Sullivan, together with the Rossi Cancer Network International Advisory Committee, has been instrumental in helping us to put the building blocks in place. Terry's played a lead role in shaping the Cancer Care Ontario and has guided the direction of the Ontario Premier's Council on Health Strategy. He's the quality lead for the Canadian Partnership Against Cancer, professor in the Institute of Health Policy at the University of Toronto, and an adjunct professor of oncology here at McGill. Dr. Sullivan.
Thank you very much, David. It's my privilege to be here for this announcement and act on behalf of the talented International Advisory Committee who are here with us today and who are playing a role advising the entire project and its matching partners. The committee members are here to provide support for the delivery of results from the investments which the foundation and its partners are making. Its members comprise Hans Borma, a medical informatics leader from Philadelphia area with huge experience in IM and IT projects and in oncology in particular. George Broman, an international leader in evidence-based medicine and oncology, working with BC Cancer Agency. Michelle Coleman, a distinguished epidemiologist leading international studies of comparative survival in cancer around the world through the London School of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene. Joe Jacobson, the Chief Quality Officer for the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston. The young and energetic Arnold Steinberg, who requires little introduction to this audience, who is also happens to have been chair of Canada Health Infoway and a number of other federal organizations for many years. Adelstein Brown, Director of the Institute for Health Policy Management and Evaluation, and a leader in hospital performance measurement, manage and reporting in health services. Monsieur Charles-Antoine Saint-Jean, a national partner and public sector leader for Ernst & Young, former Controller General of Canada, a leader in governance and management. These talented advisors are here to support the strong base of talent within the McGill network and the clinical community across the hospitals providing cancer services. They will help us harness the breadth of expertise of other cancer networks internationally and other centers to make a stepwise change among the McGill hospitals towards a high quality, high reliability experience for patients and families, as Dr. Stern has said. We know the preconditions among high performing networks elsewhere and from the published scientific literature. These include a very well-aligned senior leadership, all of which are here, sitting here with us today and have been working with us from the beginning. A very aligned clinical leadership culture that relies on evidence and results, also here today. The refinement, capture, and reporting of quality and performance measures on an ongoing basis and a long-term focus on levers for improvement. We are here today working with the leading institutions and clinical leaders in the network to support this bold vision for improved cancer services within the McGill network and other key network partners in the region and throughout Quebec. Nous sommes également fiers de mentionner que les efforts du réseau en cancérologie Rossi sont en pleine harmonie avec les priorités et les objectifs du plan directeur en cancérologie du Québec que les ministres de santé le Dr. Jean Hébert et notre collègue, le Dr. Jean Lettré, ont récemment rendu public. Merci.
Thank you, Terry. Parlant de Dr. Lettré, j'aimerais maintenant l'inviter sur le podium. Le Dr. Lettré est directeur de la Direction québécoise de cancérologie du ministère de la Santé et des Services sociaux. Dr. Lettré a grandement contribué à la pratique médicale dans le domaine de l'oncologie. Diplômé de notre faculté de médecine de l'Université McGill, il a été boursier en clinique puis oncologue au MD Anderson Hospital and Tumor Institute à Houston pendant 3 ans. Il a assumé plusieurs fonctions de direction dans divers établissements, notamment en tant que directeur de centre d'oncologie de l'Hôtel-Dieu de Montréal, chef médical et co-gestionnaire de Centre intégré de cancérologie de la Montérégie et directeur médical de Réseau Cancer Montérégie. Hémato-oncologue à l'hôpital Charles-Lemoyne, le Dr. Lettré est aussi impliqué depuis de nombreuses années au département de médecine de l'Université de Sherbrooke. Le Dr. Lettré.
Alors, merci beaucoup, Dr. Edelman. Mesdames, Messieurs, j'ai deux messages. Le premier vient du ministre. Alors, le ministre Hébert aurait souhaité être parmi nous aujourd'hui pour cette inauguration, mais il est retenu par d'autres obligations, malheureusement. Il a néanmoins tenu à vous transmettre quelques mots que je vais vous lire à l'instant. Alors, je tiens aujourd'hui à saluer l'initiative du Centre universitaire de santé McGill, de l'Hôpital général juif, du Centre hospitalier de St. Mary's et de l'Université McGill. Le réseau de cancérologie Rossi n'aurait pu voir le jour sans le support de la Fondation familiale Larry et Cookie Rossi, et c'est pourquoi je tiens à les remercier chaleureusement. Le fonctionnement en réseau est l'approche que le ministère de la Santé et des Services sociaux privilégie pour lutter contre le cancer. L'inauguration du réseau de cancérologie Rossi contribue à la création d'un réseau de lutte complémentaire au grand réseau de cancérologie du Québec. Cette initiative démontre la proactivité exemplaire de plusieurs de nos alliés en cancérologie. Je tiens à rappeler que l'adhésion au fonctionnement en réseau de tous les acteurs concernés par la lutte au cancer au Québec est indispensable. C'est en favorisant l'efficience dans l'utilisation des ressources que nous pourrons, ensemble, en réseau, vaincre le cancer. Donc ça, c'est le ministre. Mon message à moi. On ne me dit pas parler en anglais, mais je vais mettre quelques mots quand même. Alors, grâce à ce généreux don, les équipes de McGill et ses partenaires vont pouvoir exercer un rôle de leadership et contribuer de façon importante à l'amélioration des résultats en cancérologie du Québec. This is a great day today. It's an important day. And basically because you've created the Rossi Cancerology Network. I don't know why you didn't use cancerology in English, but anyway, that's my problem. Pour faire écho au Dr. Stern, je dirais que personne n'oserait traiter une personne atteinte de cancer sans en être entouré d'une équipe pluridisciplinaire. You don't treat cancer if you don't have an interdisciplinary team with you. Avec le nouveau plan directeur, nous allons plus loin. Et nous disons, comme plusieurs l'ont dit déjà, qu'il est impensable de nos jours, avec la complexité grandissante de la lutte contre le cancer, que d'imaginer qu'un établissement puisse à lui tout seul vaincre le cancer. Alone, you cannot do very much. In a team, you could do more, but in a network, you can do everything. And that's our motto in Quebec also. C'est ensemble, en réseau, que nous pourrons vaincre le cancer. Le réseau de cancérologie du Québec est un réseau de réseaux, a network of networks. En permettant la création du réseau de cancérologie Rossi, la Fondation a permis à McGill d'être parmi les premiers à s'inscrire dans les orientations annoncées récemment par le ministre Hébert. Je suis content de constater avec quelle ardeur vous avez relevé le défi de créer le réseau de cancérologie Rossi. Déjà, votre réseau est un modèle de collaboration, de concertation, de coordination visant les meilleurs soins en cancérologie. Déjà, le réseau de cancérologie Rossi contribue à favoriser la consolidation du réseau de cancérologie du Québec. Je ne peux que souhaiter longue vie au réseau de cancérologie Rossi. Merci de m'avoir invité à votre lancement. Good luck.
Merci de ça, Dr. Latreille. J'invite maintenant la principale de l'Université McGill à dire quelques mots. La principale, Monroe Bloom, professeure et chercheuse accomplie en épidémiologie psychiatrique, a consacré sa carrière à l'avancement des études supérieures des sciences et de l'innovation au Québec, au Canada et à l'international avec grande distinction. De plus, elle soutient avec ferveur la collaboration que nous célébrons aujourd'hui. Heather.
Bonjour et bienvenue, chers invités, collègues, family Rossi, Cookie and Larry, Neil, Stephanie, your partners, the wonderful youngest generation of the Rossi family. It is fantastic to be here today. C'est vraiment une journée de célébration, de fierté et aussi de un jour pour faire encore un commitment à la gens avec le cancer. This is for McGill, a particularly special day, and I want to, in recognizing the Rossi family, our wonderful colleagues who work in the area of cancer care delivery and research, the patients who are here who contributed so movingly to the video, to the advisories, and to the leadership of our hospitals. I want to recognize in particular our Chancellor, Arnold Steinberg, who's already been mentioned, but he has had a lifelong passion to bring health out to the average citizen, to have a healthcare system that would rank with the best in the world and be worthy of us in Quebec, at McGill, in Canada. And I want to recognize as well our board chair emeritus, Robert Rabinovich, who played such a central role with me in bringing to life. It was our idea. One of the great things about being principal is you can have a good idea and then other people do the work and make it happen. But the idea back when I was appointed in 2003 was that we would take our spectacular healthcare facilities, the hospitals for which McGill is known around the world, and bring them together into a McGill Academic Health Network that, as Dr. Stern has said, would be greater than the sum of the parts and really have an impact. That would serve at the very highest level. And Robert Rabinovich shared that vision with me, and he worked, as our Chancellor did, hand in glove with the colleagues at the leadership level in the Faculty of Medicine and across the hospitals to bring that to our plan. But going from a plan to a reality takes more than that. And so just a moment on history, and it's a great place to celebrate history. We're here in Redpath Hall, which was not founded as a church, but rather a library. And fittingly for today, you have the symbols of our provinces here along the side, arts, poetry, and music up here, and learning beneath it, something that reflects our commitment. Going back to our own history in 1819, the Montreal General Hospital was founded. In 1829, the program of medicine became the founding program of McGill University. And if you think about what we've done at home and abroad over almost 200 years, it has been to bring knowledge to practice, practice to the benefit of communities. So that takes us back to the idea of the McGill Academic Health Network and the fact that McGill could not, over 200 years, have become the great university it is in isolation. We have partners everywhere. But I think what we see today in the Rossi Cancer Network is a very special collaboration, and without question, without the Rossi family, Larry and Cookie, without your commitment, the Rossi Family Foundation, and I want to recognize as well Greg David and welcome the David family here today as well. Without your sense of the discipline and commitment to really bringing a new methodology to creating an investment that is partnered philanthropy with the investments of the universities and the hospitals, without bringing that to bear, we wouldn't have what is a meaningful amount of money to invest, but most importantly, we wouldn't have the structure behind a program that has been created prior to the announcement today that absolutely ensures we all have a common vision, we all have a commitment to the high standards and the important outcomes that we will achieve. And for that, I want to really thank Larry and Cookie and Greg. It's been an amazing partnership, and of course, so much my colleagues in the hospitals and in the Faculty of Medicine. Today's just a beginning, and everyone who's here to celebrate today sees it as a great day, but it's far from a day where we sign off on anything other than taking forward now the model that's been developed, ensuring that it achieves the vision, the goals that it has, and that those serve not just the McGill Network, but Quebec as a whole, Canada and beyond. And I have every sense of confidence and comfort that that will happen. Dale Hollenbeck, who's here, both I would say as a McGill alumnus and as a patient, and I were talking just before this morning's formal events, and Dale was talking about how tough it is to be a cancer patient when you have so much information and not really a great way of sifting through it and coming to decisions about your own care and your own choices. It is clear that there are very concrete outcomes by which we will be able to measure our success in the year, 2 years, 3 years, and years beyond that going forward. And I really think that the patients who are here with us today will be the best witnesses to our progress on that, and I thank you for that. I want to close going back to the Rossi family. For those of you who don't know Larry and Cookie, you could not meet two more modest, warm, devoted people. And what a great couple you are, and what a fabulous family you have. Both represent three generations of their families here in Montreal, having come from the old country back around the turn of the last century. And from 1910 on, Larry Rossi's father, Salem, became a retail owner and business person. Move forward then 100 years to what has grown to be, under Larry Rossi's leadership and diligence. He's modest, he doesn't talk that much, we're going to hear him shortly, but he sure pays attention to detail, he sure knows a great business model, and he created the Dollarama store in the latter part of this 100 years, and you know the success that that has been. We all buy our things there. We've all benefited from that, but it is a sense of really understanding that a good idea can become more than that, can become a reality, and that if you're diligent, disciplined, and look at what works, you can achieve something so much greater than anyone might have imagined, and that's what today is about. With that, I want to introduce our hero today, Larry Rossi.
Okay. Heather, thank you very much for your kind introduction. Mesdames et Messieurs, dignitaires des hôpitaux et de l'université, invités de marque, parents et amis. Je suis très heureux et fier de pouvoir célébrer avec vous tous le lancement public officiel du réseau du cancer allergie Rossi. Puis cancer allergie, oui. Je me demande aussi. I feel blessed to celebrate with you the launch of the Rossi Cancer Network. I am delighted to be here in the company of my wife Cookie, our son Neil, his wife Danielle, our daughter Stephanie, her husband Jean, and three of our seven grandchildren, Lauren, Ryan, and Dylan. This is truly a heartwarming moment for me and my family. At this point, I feel a little criminal here, but we're kind of alone here, and I'm sure you'll allow me to sneak away from my scripted remarks to share a cute story with you. Principal Heather, there are no other script writers around. I'm safe to escape for a few minutes. Hopefully they're back in their offices writing scripture as they're supposed to be. My youngest grandchild, Abby, who's four, almost five, as she says, because everybody wants to be older at that age, comes up to me a little while ago and says, "Grandpa, can I ask you a question?" And I said, "Sure." And she says, "How old are you?" I say, 70, almost 71. And I could see her brain churning the numbers as she looked at me in amazement. And then she comes back and she says, "Grandpa, did you start at one?" I thought that was very cute. Okay, let's get back to the business at hand now. When Cookie and I began to contemplate where we could make a meaningful, transformative investment in our community, cancer care was the obvious choice. Simply put, cancer touches all of us. Many of you are cancer survivors, and others, like me, have cared for loved ones with cancer. I've seen the personal and physical struggles faced by many cancer patients and have witnessed the strength of the many wonderful professionals who work for the benefit of their patients here in Montreal. I also recognize the burden that cancer places on families. I know that when a loved one gets cancer, we all have to work to care for that person. At the same time, I have witnessed the significant challenges that our dedicated caregivers experience as they work to deliver the most effective and compassionate care that they can. Dès le départ, nous voulions que le destinataire privilégié de notre investissement soit le patient. In the retail world that I live in day to day, it's all about three things: location, location, location. And for our gift here, our mantra from day one was patient, patient, patient. Our goals were clear: reduce mortality, improve survival rates, and enhance the patient experience here in Quebec. We want Quebec to be a leader in cancer care. Nos objectifs étaient bien clairs: réduire la mortalité, améliorer les taux de survie, et offrir aux patients une expérience de toute première ordre en matière de soins ici au Québec. Nous voulons que Québec soit un chef de file dans le traitement du cancer. On the ground, this means that patients must receive the very best care possible, regardless of where they enter the McGill Hospital Network, and this should be a seamless experience. Pour ce faire, nous devons évaluer les qualités de soins, la mesurer à celle d'autres établissements et nous employer chaque jour à améliorer dans tous les réseaux des hôpitaux de McGill et avec le temps de l'ensemble du Québec. In the end, we want each of the healthcare professionals of Quebec to be equally proud every day that they are able to deliver the finest cancer care possible. We know that our goal is ambitious, and we are determined to make it happen. Our first step on this journey was to begin a series of conversations with community leaders. We spoke with professionals in healthcare, public policy, and philanthropy. The conversations were about how we could all work together to improve cancer care for patients and bring about a transformational change in the Quebec healthcare scene. Over the course of our conversations, we began to realize that we had a unique opportunity to tap into something extraordinary. Everyone had both a genuine appetite for change and a tremendous collective energy to radically rethink clinical cancer care in Montreal. From our earliest exploratory dialogues and right through to the present day, the internal support of this endeavor has been absolutely extraordinary. I'd like to thank our essential collaborators, whose wisdom and openness have brought us to where we are today. The outstanding leadership at each of the hospital partners and McGill University have set the tone for all that has been accomplished thus far. I've been extremely fortunate to benefit from the support of many Montrealers committed to service through the service of their fellow man. In addition to the groundswell of support from within McGill and the hospital communities, we have also been fortunate to enlist the wise counsel of world-class expertise in the area of cancer care and delivery. Through our exceptional Rossi Cancer Network Advisory Board, we have access to some of the finest minds in the field, individuals with vast collective experience in the complex landscape of cancer care delivery. Lastly, as was mentioned earlier, the hospital foundations and McGill have matched our gift to the Rossi Cancer Network, and we are very grateful for their support. With the collective effort of these remarkable organizations, the idea for the Rossi Cancer Network has truly begun to take root. From our initial musings to today's launch, it's been a long journey and an incredibly satisfying one. Now, at the risk of serious reprisals to my well-being, I'm going to sneak away again from the script. I can safely say that none of this would have been possible without my colleague Greg David, whose relentless drive and determination to overcome every hurdle that came our way. Thank you, Greg. Dès le premier jour, mon épouse et moi voulions faire une contribution constructive et durable à Montréal et au Québec, ainsi qu'à chacune des 47 000 personnes et plus qui reçoivent un diagnostic de cancer chaque année dans cette province. Standing before you today, I can say together we have laid the groundwork to achieve the goals we all share. It is my great hope that in the near future we will all look back on this initiative and our collective efforts as the moment when Quebec became the model for how to make cancer care better. Je nourris le grand espoir que, dans un avenir rapproché, cette initiative et nos efforts collectifs symboliseront pour nous tous le moment précis où le Québec est devenu un modèle à imiter pour améliorer les soins aux personnes atteintes de cancer. On behalf of Cookie and our entire family, I thank you for giving us the opportunity to work towards the goal of better cancer care for Quebecers. Je vous remercie et je vous souhaite une belle journée. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rossi. Thank you very much, Larry Cookie Rossi Family Foundation, for your tremendous support, your eloquent words, and a great story. Thank you to all the people who have worked tirelessly to bring this to fruition. We mentioned Greg David before. I want to mention Sam Benaroya, who is one of the unsung heroes, along with his colleagues, people like Mark Weinstein and others who work very, very hard on this. This is really the end of a beginning, not the end of a project, but it's the beginning of a fantastic project and a fantastic opportunity for McGill, for our teaching hospitals, and for our entire community, and for Quebec. So this is really great. Nous allons maintenant prendre pause. Il y a des rafraîchissements. Et nous invitons les représentants des médias à nous rencontrer les conférenciers à gauche. Il y a une green room là-bas. Cynthia Lee, accompagnée de notre équipe responsable des relations avec les médias pour McGill, coordonnera les interviews pour vous. Et je vous souhaite, je félicite encore une fois la Fondation Rossi et tout le monde ici. Et je vous souhaite une bonne fin de journée. Merci beaucoup.